favorite Dr. Seuss book as a child? Was it The Cat in the Hat? The Lorax?
Some good ones. I think it was Sneetches on the Beaches.
Sneetches on the Beaches.
It might be my sister's favorite, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we have.
I'm not familiar with that one.
It's been a while since I've read it, but we have about 20 Dr. Seuss books floating around my house back in Bathgate.
Sam I Am?
Oh, that one take.
That's pretty good.
That is a good one.
Pretty good one. Dr. Seuss got a jolt today. He got a bump today because United States Senator Ted Cruz, freshman senator from Texas, in his non-filibuster, trying to shut down Obamacare, which is Ted Cruz's apparent main goal or only goal in life, he referenced and read Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham on the floor of the United States Senate in part of his 21-hour non-filibuster filibuster. It has now ended. Ted Cruz has walked off the Senate floor. He has done his round of interviews. He's compared himself to soldiers on the Bataan Death March. He's done everything he could do to really make a lot of people mad, including myself. But somebody who covered it, somebody who was there, somebody who's in Washington, D.C., is our friend Derek Wallbank of the Bloomberg News Service. And Derek is kind enough to join us again today on the Mike McFeely Show to give us the eyewitness account of Senator Ted Cruz reciting Green Eggs and Ham. Hello, Derek Wallbank. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's over. The filibuster, that is. Can you describe the scene in D.C.? Is it back to normal? Was it always normal? Was this just a big media event, Derek? Or give us the scene setter about Cruz's filibuster.
Sure. Well, I should probably tell your listeners that Ted Cruz now holds the official Senate record for most references of Green Eggs and Ham ever in the history of Congress. This is actually a thing. He now holds the record. Actually, House or Senate, so it's even bigger.
Whoa!
He started talking yesterday and said, you know, he starts off, Madam President, I rise in opposition to Obamacare, and then said he was going to speak until his legs gave out and went all the way till noon Eastern today, completely overnight. Senate rules say that if you're going to speak, You can sip water, you can sip milk. You can't leave the floor, including to go to the bathroom, for any reason. You can't sit down. You can have people come out and ask you questions that might be 10 minutes long and sound like speeches but are technically questions. So that's all allowed. But realistically, when Ted Cruz took the floor, we all knew that by today at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 noon Central, there was going to be a procedural vote. A procedural vote went ahead. It was 100-0 in favor of moving forward. Even Ted Cruz voted for it. The big vote is coming up later this week. That's the one that cuts off debate. And that's the one that Ted Cruz has said, we need to all stand up, because if we don't, then after that, Harry Reid is going to amend the bill that the House sent over, defunding Obamacare, to make it not defund Obamacare.
And that was the goal, for listeners' benefit, that was the goal here, is Ted Cruz is trying to convince his colleagues in the Senate to defund Obamacare, which, because it's the law of the land, they can't repeal Obamacare, but they can not fund it, and that is his tact, and that's what he is trying to do here.
Yeah, you're not going to repeal the law in a money bill. You can defund it, though. And so basically the language says that nothing approved by that bill from 2010 is going to get funded. And that's basically the mechanism here. So his goal one is to try and convince his colleagues, who by all accounts weren't convinced, to vote the way he wants later this week. Goal two is really, probably more important, is to, A, raise the profile of one Ted Cruz, B, is to sort of convince the American public about this. And really, really, really long Senate floor speeches get a lot of media coverage. You know, Ted Cruz's name is very high in the paper today. We're talking about it. You know, it's sort of self-evident that it worked. did he convince too many people of anything? I don't know. We'll see. But if the goal is to go out there and get people to listen to what you have to say, talking for 21 hours and loose change is kind of a pretty effective way to do it.
Derek Wallbank of Bloomberg News Service, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO this afternoon. Derek, you answered the question with your previous answer, but let me re-ask it. It does not appear that he's going to be successful. It appears that the Senate is going to vote to allow Obamacare to be funded. If that's the case, then what did Ted Cruz accomplish here? But I think you already said that he's raised his profile, and he's, at least in his words, he's made the public more aware, in his view, of the evils of Obamacare. With all that being said, is this going to help Ted Cruz in the long run? Is it going to hurt Ted Cruz, in your opinion? It sounds like even Republicans in the Senate, Derek, were upset with this stunt that he's pulled.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is there's an inside game, there's an outside game. The outside game is that when Ted Cruz left the Senate, he went, or right after he's done talking, he talked to a throng of media, like the picture that four deep reporters on mm-hmm. every side.
I saw it.
Right, throng. Everybody who has a press pass and was at the Capitol is right there holding out a microphone trying to listen to what he has to say. Goes from there, does Rush Limbaugh, does a call in, and now aides say he's sleeping. He's actually getting some shut-eye now. But look, I mean, the outside game here is you're trying to convince the electorate. You're trying to talk to, in this case, definitely Republican primary voters, and say, look, you know, I'm the standard bearer for this. This is going to help him on the right with fundraising. This is going to help him on the right in terms of becoming a spokesman for these sort of issues. You know, this is going to help him in that sort of thing. There's an open question of what Ted Cruz wants to do next that's certainly there. But I think in terms of a policy thing, and Ted Cruz spent part of the last hour admonishing the media for just talking about the process and not the policy, so let's talk about the policy for a second. Part of this is that Ted Cruz is trying to seed doubts about the health care law and whether it will be effective. And part of this is setting the stage for, obviously, a big deadline in the law itself in terms of sign-ups on the individual exchange that are supposed to start next month.
Well, and that's, you know, you talk about the inside game, outside game. Part of this, the deadline is October 1st, I believe. Part of this is talking about shutting down the government, wasn't it? That's you know, after the all the talk last week, this week the talk is about shutting down the government. Is that going to happen? Our Republicans can't be on board with that, can they? Because back in the mid-1990s, they paid a huge price for shutting down the government in trying to take on Bill Clinton. Is that going to happen, Derek, or what's the next step in the whole, you know, continuing resolution shutting down the government process?
Well, the next step is that we've got timelines going through Sunday that basically say that, look, eventually the votes seem to be there. From everything that we're hearing right now, the votes seem to be there towards passing a clean continuing resolution funding the government at current levels for some length of time. The talk then goes, switches to the other side of the Capitol, goes, well, what's the House going to do? Are House Republicans going to try and change it in some fashion? Are they going to shorten the amount of time? There was a report now that they're considering keeping the government funded for a week. Are they going to attach a delay of just the individual mandate requirement that everybody has to get health insurance? Are they going to attach something like that instead of a full defund? Any number of things that can happen, including Republicans in the House saying, all right, and signing on board or allowing it to go to the floor for a vote where Democrats might help pass it. I mean, any number of options there. If there's a choice other than, okay, we'll pass whatever the Senate sends over, then you open the possibility of shutdown. And you open it because the Senate procedurally has to get unanimous consent to speed things through. And so then you get it open to any of 100 senators standing in the way going, nah, I don't like this, shut down. Okay. So realistically, the big question is what's going to happen next? And you got to remember, you know, the House of Representatives get C-SPAN too. It's on the cable channels. They saw Ted Cruz talking. And you got a lot of people over there who are very receptive to his sort of argument. Not necessarily all of them, but certainly there are a lot of people. So, you know, what are they going to do? That's a big open question. I think we'll find out maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after, what exactly they're going to actually do.
Okay. All right, Derek, thank you. Thanks for coming on. I contacted you today. You had time for me. I always appreciate it, and it's always great information. Thank you, sir.
Thank you much.
Yep, you bet. Derek Wallbank of Bloomberg News. Kind of a click in his phone there. It was kind of a little cellular cell connection there, a little clicky, but we got the gist of what Derek was talking about.